While doctors continue to combat the spread of Ebola overseas, that's not the only thing of concern to military medical personnel. The Military Health Agency reminds people of the importance of vaccinations and immunizations generally. Colonel Margaret Yakovone is director of the Military Vaccine Agency Vaccine Healthcare Centers Network for the Army, and she joins us now. Colonel Yakovone, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so first of all, tell us how the Military Health Agency, and particularly the Vaccine Agency, what relationship or working cooperation you have with, say, CDC or the National Institutes of Health in the whole vaccine area.
Thank you. Military Vaccine Agency, Vaccine Healthcare Networks, also known as MILVAX, is part of the military health system. We partner with other federal government agencies. These partners include the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, whose recommendations provide the basis for national and military immunization policy. We also partner with the CDC and FDA to monitor and evaluate vaccine adverse events through the vaccine reporting system, a passive system that aids in identification of adverse events and related trends. MILVAX also performs FDA-directed vaccine post-marketing surveillance study. We partner with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services in developing national vaccine policy implementation guidance. And finally, we have a developing association with the Office of Personnel Management to facilitate vaccination of government workers on DOD installations using their Federal Employee Health Benefits Program.
So it's not just soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines that get shot in the arms from your agency.
That is correct. Uniform personnel are subject to mandatory vaccines based on situational and operational requirements. These ACIP-recommended vaccines are available to their accompanying family members. DOD schools may require immunizations for enrollment as a protective measure and to align with local and state requirements. Our DOD civilians and contractors may be recommended to receive certain vaccinations in accordance with the CDC, ACIP, depending on their job and risk of exposures. For example, persons who are risk for exposure to body or blood fluids would need protection against hepatitis B. Animal handlers would need protection against rabies. Healthcare and daycare workers would need protection against pertussis, MMR, varicella, and are required to receive yearly influenza vaccinations.
Now, military personnel, of course, are not just in the United States. We have people all over the world. Are there particular bugs out there that may not occur in the United States or people may not even be thought of to vaccinate against here? What are some of the special concerns overseas?
Oh, great, great question. In addition to those routine adult immunizations or childhood immunizations, additional vaccines are recommended based on occupational exposure, geographic location, global disease surveillance, and biological warfare threat analysis. For those traveling or deploying, certain vaccines are given in accordance with CDC guidelines and local governance based on geographic disease threats. For example, these would include vaccines against typhoid, polio, yellow fever, and Japanese encephalitis. Those are diseases that aren't here in the United States, but we would encounter in other places. These illnesses are not exclusive to the military. Travelers and immunocompromised people especially need to take care to adequately vaccinate themselves against these infectious agents.
But there's a long history here. I mean, because in some of the, you know, the big campaigns of decades and centuries past, it was bugs that actually affected the military adversely almost more than the enemy bullets.
You're correct. There has been tremendous achievements during the 20th century have been made to control of many vaccine-preventable diseases. Vaccines are one of the greatest achievements of biomedical science and public health. The best way to dispel any myths that people might have about vaccines is through education regarding the scientific truth that vaccines are safe and the most effective medical measure ever taken to prevent disease. For example, vaccination with a current childhood immunization schedule prevents 42,000 deaths, $20 million cases of disease, saves $14 billion in direct costs and $69 billion in societal costs each year.
We're speaking with Colonel Margaret Giacovone, is director of the Military Vaccine Agency Vaccine Healthcare Centers Network for the Army. And lately, the world has been watching what's been going on with Ebola, and the several federal agencies, in fact, are overseas right now working on this issue. And there's no vaccine yet. What do you expect, something coming through soon? And what is the vaccine agency doing with respect to something that for which there might not be a vaccine, Ebola or otherwise? Anything you can do, or how do you try to protect service members in that regard?
Yes. The most important thing is to tell people to get the word out, to educate about how to protect yourselves. I can't speak for the rest of the military, but I can say there are efforts being made on how to develop vaccines and other treatments for Ebola virus and other emerging pathogens. Once those vaccines get marketed by the FDA, we partner, the MilVax Vaccine Agency partners with the FDA to perform those large-scale post-marketing surveillance studies to make sure that the vaccines are safe and effective.
And how many vaccines do you think the military – we'll talk about the Army, I guess. How many vaccines does the Army administer every year?
Millions.
Yeah.
I don't know, hundreds of thousands.
All right. And do you – so 4. Just –
4.5.
All right. Well, that's 4.5
million.
They're looking it up. Sounds like they're looking it up for you. All right. So, unscripted answer here. And what about the mix of vaccines? Again, I guess we talked about it a little bit, but that varies depending on the location of the person being vaccinated.
That is correct. The mix of vaccines, we use ACIP guidance and the CDC. We have this global threat analysis and also biological warfare threat analysis, and we vaccinate according to those standards and guidelines.
All right. And so this is National Immunization Month, right? And what are you doing to support that?
We are having a lot of educational programs. We conduct we conduct monthly training courses at locations around the world, and we had several going on this month. Through our website, we had more than 20,000 students who took our online seasonal influenza vaccine training last year, and more than 5,000 have already taken it within the first 3 weeks of posting it this year. We also have today going on 2 live webcasts through our website, www.vaccines.mil. At 12 o'clock, we're discussing back to school, the ACIP updates on pediatric immunizations, and that's presented by Dr. Paul Offit. He's the Chief Division of Infectious Disease and Director of Vaccine Educational Center at Children's Hospital of Pennsylvania. And at 1 o'clock, we have updates on polio disease and vaccine presented by Mrs. Ellen W. Ogden, MPH. She's from the USAID Worldwide Polio Eradication Coordinator.
All right. And do you still encounter people that are afraid of vaccines, thinking that they cause – there's all sorts of rumors and wives' tales about those things. But how do you get people past that, especially in the military where they've got to be vaccinated?
Right. There's a lot of myths about vaccines. And what we do, we try to dispel the myths. One of them is that vaccines are safe and effective. There's no evidence that they cause autism. There's been many large-scale studies which have shown that there's no connection. And what we do is our job is to get that information out to people and make sure they fully understand that the safety and the effectiveness of vaccinations.
All right. Colonel Margaret Giacovone is director of the Military Vaccine Agency, Vaccine Healthcare Centers Network for the Army. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for allowing us to share about vaccines.